Another New York Times op-ed, another preventive cancer surgery for Angelina Jolie. The actress, director, and UN special envoy made headlines in 2013 when she wrote an op-ed revealing she'd had preventive double mastectomy after discovering that she carried a genetic marker that signaled she was at high risk of developing breast cancer. And after watching her mother, grandmother, and maternal aunt die of cancer, she decided she was unwilling to live with the risk. She said she'd keep other women in touch on her progress, and today she did, with another op-ed announcing that she's taking the next step, undergoing surgery to remove her ovaries and fallopian tubes after a regularly scheduled screening test showed elevated risk of ovarian cancer. But she was quick to point out this is not for every woman. So what should women with cancer risks take from this? Dr. Jamie Bachman-Gomez is a gynecologic oncologist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Dr. Bachman, your thoughts, first of all, on Jolie even telling this story.
I think good afternoon, Robin.
Hi.
I think this is a very important story to be told, and it's a story that I think a lot of women who are in Angelina Jolie's place would be very willing to tell. It's very important to understand when you have a strong family history of certain cancers, whether it's breast and ovarian cancer or colon cancer and other cancers, what your family tells you about your risk of developing cancer. So I think this is a very important story, and I'm very glad that she's come out and been so open and such an advocate for the woman that's at risk for ovarian cancer.
Right. And well, she had the blood test and other tests and discovered that she had the BRCA1 or the BRCA1 gene mutation that puts her at risk, which, as you say, she'd also lost so many women to cancer. And more recently, she'd had screenings that showed some other possible markers. Talk about all of these, you know, things that people might want to know about. They may already, if they have a lot of cancer in their family, but how do you find out if you're at risk?
Well, the first thing is to be in touch with what's happening in your family. And the second thing is to be seen by a genetic counselor and or a medical geneticist who can put together your family history and look and see what you might be at highest risk for and give you the best suggestion or the best counseling as far as which tests to have done from a gene standpoint.
Yeah.
When you're found to have a gene that puts you at higher risk, there's certain things that can be done, especially with BRCA1 and BRCA2, such as risk-reducing surgery, which is what Angelina Jolie has gone through.
Well, what about women who maybe are very leery of surgery? And there was debate as to whether or not some women were going too far in removing breasts. And Jolie also pointed out that she felt luckier than women who hadn't had their children yet and did some research and found out that they may not have to have the surgery. So is there something else women at risk can do?
Well, the only thing that's been proven from a research standpoint to decrease mortality from ovarian cancer is that of risk-reducing surgery, so having both tubes and ovaries removed before the cancer develops.
Really? Because she talked about maybe using birth control pills or, you know, breastfeeding reduces other risks. But you're saying, I want to hear you clearly, with a high risk of ovarian cancer, you would say that this is the only procedure you'd recommend?
Well, we know that being on birth control pills reduces the risk of ovarian cancer in the general population. We also know that breastfeeding, having children, those are also things that help to reduce the risk of ovarian cancer. But when it comes to the mortality associated with ovarian cancer, having risk-reducing surgery is the only thing that's been proven to reduce mortality from ovarian cancer.
Yeah. What about women? I mean, you know, women, I'm sure, who have to make this hard decision may not be thinking this, but if they're thinking, oh, removing my ovaries is going to thrust me right into menopause. But as Jolie outlined, there's some treatment for that.
Correct. So there is hormone replacement that can be very safe in women who undergo surgical menopause, which is what happens when the ovaries are removed before the natural age of menopause. And in women who've not had a previous breast cancer, this is something that's very safe.
Yeah. Well, so what should women do who don't have these markers and haven't been following this as closely as let's say, Angelina Jolie has? Are there symptoms you can watch for? She mentioned the CA125 blood test for ovarian cancer, but it's not always perfect. So what can people look for?
Correct. So there's not a screening test for ovarian cancer. That's something that's very important to know. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that there isn't ongoing research desperately trying to find a screening test for ovarian cancer. What we do have at this point is basically listening to your body and understanding what the signs and symptoms are, which can present even in early stage. But these symptoms can be quite vague. And those include bloating, changes in bowel or bladder habits. So if your bowel function or your bladder function change, early satiety, which means that when you're eating, if you get full fast, or abdominal distension and discomfort. So those are the kind of the big symptoms that you would see. CA125 testing is not recommended as a screening test for the general population.
But keep an eye on those symptoms and just go ask somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dr. Jamie Backman-Gomez, gynecologic oncologist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Thank you.
Thank you.